MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Siya Nomoyi. He's quantitative portfolio manager at Satrix. Siya, I appreciate the time today. You put out a recent post around millennials and Gen Zs and their investing habits. But first question, because a lot of my listeners are like, yeah, we've heard the phrase millennials, we've heard the phrase Gen Zs, but how old are they actually? I mean, what sort of age groups are we looking at in this particular instance?
Yeah, hi, Simon, and hello to your listeners as well. Always good to be on your show. So millennials is anyone born between 1980 and 1994. So they should be around 30 to 44 years old this year. And Gen Z or Gen Z are the younger ones born between 1995 and 2012. So between ages 12 and 29 right now.
Okay, gotcha. So it's in some cases very young, in some cases, I suppose, a bit more middling. What you've been doing, and you're a quant, so this is what you do in your fun weekends. You've been crunching data from the Satrix Now platform. And what you're showing is that they're actually the younger cohorts, these millennials and Gen Zs, are out there and investing, and in fact, in many cases, at a signing up at higher rates than older generations.
So we looked at the data from our online retail investment platform, which is the Satrix Now that you've mentioned. So, and we saw that this cohort is quite optimistic when it comes to their finances and investments. For one, they're looking at their deposits in 2022 and 2023 full years. Mm-hmm. They made about 57% of the inflows. So in headcounts as well, they make up around 56% of our tax-free savings accounts. So there's definitely a good trend there, showing that they invest more than any of the other age groups.
Yeah, and I suppose, I mean, one of the key things is that they're not yet at their earning peak either. Typically, the older generations are earning more, so they can simply invest more. I imagine, I mean, there's a bunch of reasons. I suppose a part of it is education, and I suppose also part of it is access. You know, when I was that sort of age, I had to phone a stockbroker to buy something, and truthfully, that was intimidating.
Correct. I mean, this generation is also, they have access to a number of ways to actually educate themselves and learn more about financial products and make better decisions. And they actively seeking educational content through videos, webinars, social media, influencers, and podcasts that simplify investment concepts. So it's quite easier for them to actually have access to investments and also learn a bit more about them.
I suppose that's the point. And, you know, there's always been the traditional sort of media, whether it's TV, print, but it was always the complexity and the jargon. And whereas a lot of it these days, and particularly across social media and the like, it can just make it seem so much simpler, which truthfully, investing's not that rocket science, particularly if you're buying ETFs.
True. I mean, it's quite important, Simon, because I mean, social media and peer influence seem to play a crucial role in driving investment trends among young people. That we've seen that. Mm-hmm. The fear of missing out, I mean, FOMO, watching and listening to social media influencers as well, discussing investments and savings, that actually drives these young investors to conversate more about investing. And then that conversation tends to flows into our platforms. And when looking at our investment channels, we have seen that 83% of registered accounts by millennials and Gen Zs are actually referrals. So someone somewhere in that transaction was influenced by another.
The good old-fashioned word of mouth, which is about the best sort of sense of marketing. Any sense what they're buying? I mean, obviously they're buying ETFs. It's an ETF platform. Yeah. Are they looking local? Are they looking offshore? Is it blend of?
This is the interesting bit as well. The trend has been retail clients are really just pushing to buy offshore ETFs because those recently came into market, and we've seen the ETF suppliers actually pushing more offshore ETFs to the market. So they're buying more of that. But if you're looking at clients around 40 and younger, the average is about 40% offshore. So even though they're buying more offshore, they still have a lower rate of holding in offshore, and 60% is local holdings. They still think that local is lekker. And also when you look at age groups older than 40, the local holding starts to actually increase with people who are 70 plus. They're holding local assets more than offshore.
I wouldn't have assumed that at all, but that is great news. And are they remaining long term? I mean, it's one thing to put the money in. It's another to resist the temptation to draw it out for one of many different reasons. Are they broadly leaving the cash invested and letting it use that benefit of time?
Yeah, so this is the challenge that we're seeing at Satrix, Simon. So there's big positives when it comes to investing. They also tend to not stick it out for the long term, though, these young investors. So over the past 3 years, looking at our data, about 59% of this cohort actually withdrew Not necessarily all their money, but they actually did that action where they withdraw. So they pull back some of their money that they deposited. So younger people actually do maintaining long-term investments. It's understandable because they have challenges from financial pressure and economic uncertainties and all those things. So there's a clear need for more education on risk and tolerance and long-term investment benefits to address these challenges.
But I take your point as well. I mean, if we look at the last couple of years, it's been tough. You know, we came out of the pandemic. Yeah. We've got interest rates at records, not records, but at high levels. We've got high inflation. It's commendable that they can find the money, but I suppose it's realistic that at points, life's going to throw you a curveball, and this is one access to cash that they have.
True. And it's quite difficult to actually be remaining invested for the long term and you're facing these financial challenges. So you are bound to actually tap into some of those savings as well and also investments as well.
Yeah. But you did make the point that they're not necessarily taking everything out. And that does give them the good old fashioned power of the time. If you're starting in your 20s, even if you're starting in your 30s, and I know folks are going to say 30s are late, but you're going to live into your 70s, 80s or 90s. This can really give that power of time for what is left behind and invested and becomes hugely powerful.
Correct. I mean, we always mention that it's not about timing the market. It's about time in the market. So the earlier, the better. And also just staying invested for a long term. So it's quite important to start early, get more information on investments so that you can invest for the long term.
A last question that I just thought of, because of course, you know, I've been thinking this is a website. Truthfully, it could also be online. I mean, are they engaging via mobile or are they doing it a more traditional sort of desktop? Or is that not data you get?
It's not data that we have. I mean, we do have an app on a mobile where we have users actually using a lot of the app to check their investments and also do the investment. And also, at the same time, the Centrix Now platform is also available online. So we get engagement on both sides, but it's quite important that we see people engaging more in terms of investing more on the products that we actually launch.
We'll leave it there. That's Ian Nyomwe. He's Quantitative Portfolio Manager, Centrix. Appreciate the insights.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.